The beginning of Parsha Tzav,
Torah tells us about the mitzvah of Trumas Hadesha.
What's the mitzvah of Trumas Hadesha? It was actually the first avodah done in the morning in the Beis Hamikdash. A kohen would go up the ramp to the top of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was very high, 10 amos high. And there was a ramp, a 32 amos ramp leading up to the Mizbeach. And a kohen would go to the top of the, up the ramp to the Mizbeach and take a certain amount of ashes, a small shovel full of ashes, and take it off the Mizbeach and put it down next to the Mizbeach. That was the mitzvah of Trumas Hadesha. The Mishnayos and Yoma tell us something very interesting. In general, when it came to doing avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, since the Kohanim had a system of shifts that they generally would work one out of every 24 weeks in the Beis Hamikdash. They were divided into Mishmaros. And then that was subdivided into one day a week. So the Kohanim didn't always have the opportunity to do the various parts of the Avodah. And therefore, they would do a Goral. They would have some sort of lottery system that was worked out to choose randomly who would get a chance to do this Avodah, to do that Avodah. But the Trumas Hadesha and Avodah, which was the first Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, was early in the morning. And there weren't so many Kohanim who wanted to get up so early in the morning to take the ashes off of the Mizbeach. So at first, they didn't have a lottery system. It was a system of first come, first serve. Whoever got to the Mizbeach first at the right time was the one who was allowed to take the Deshen off of the Mizbeach. And the system worked, evidently, for a while, until one day, there were two Kohanim who had gotten up early, Zrizim Akdimim LeMitzvot, and they both started running up this 32 Amot ramp to get to the top of the Mizbeach to be there first to take off the Deshe. At some point, one of the Kohanim shoved the other Kohen. It's not clear from the Mishnah whether this was intentional, maybe just unintentional, his enthusiasm to get to the top. And that second Kohen fell off the ramp. The ramp was high at some point. And that second Kohen broke his leg. After that, the Chacham said, from now on, even for the Trumas Hadesha, we're going to have a lottery system. We're not going to do first come, first serve, because we see what can happen. And as Rapam points out over here, think about these Kohanim. They're running to do a mitzvah, a very important mitzvah. They're really enthusiastic about what they're doing. What they mean to do is really L'Shem Shemayim. But in their enthusiasm to do something that's L'Shem Shemayim, one of them, intentionally, even unintentionally, knocks another guy off the ramp and breaks his leg. And he points out that in the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim, there's a whole chapter that talks about Mishkala Chasidus. Chasidus in the sense of piety. But there has to always be a Mishkal, there has to be a balance. We can't be so enthusiastic about our Bein Adam, Lemako, to do the Avod in the Beis Hamikdash, that we become lax in our Bein Adam L'Chavero and knock a guy off the ramp so we can be first to do the Avodah. And we find in many places this theme repeats itself. How there's sometimes a certain misguided piety and not taking into account the need for a proper balance. In Parshat Naso, the Torah tells us, after the Mishkan has been built, we know that there was the three families of Leviim. There was Gershon, Kahata, Merari, with the three families of Leviim would do the various transporting of the Mishkan from place to place. And Mishpachat Kahat were the ones who were chosen to carry the major Caleb. The Torah tells us, "Al tachritzu et shevet mishpachat hakahati, mishpachot hakahati mitoch halviim." Make sure that you don't cut off the family of shevet kahat.
Zot asu lahem v'chayu, this is what you should do for them so that they shall live. V'lo yamutu. B'gishtam et kodesh ha-kodeshim. Aaron uvan av yavo v'samu otam ish ish al avodato v'al maso. Aaron and his son should assign everyone to their proper avoda. So the Medrash wants to know what was going on here. What were they concerned about? That people would die. So one opinion in the Medrash says that the Shevet HaKahat, of all the Kalim that you could carry in the Mishkan, which Kli would you most want to carry? The Aron. So everybody vied to carry the Aron. But in their enthusiasm to carry the Aron, if someone would come and suggest to them, why didn't you take the Shulchan? The Shulchan? I want the Aron. What about the menorah? Nah, it's only a menorah. It's only in the Mizbeach HaKetores. It's only in the Mizbeach HaChitzon. It's only the this. It's only the that. And they would be mezalzel in the other Kalim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not be happy. The Aron's important. So is the Shulchan. So is the menorah. So is the Mizbeach. So is the Kiyor. Everything is important. You should be mezalzel. So in order that they shouldn't start fighting over who's going to take the Aron, and as a consequence be mezalzel and degrade the importance of the other Kalim, Aaron and his sons had to come up with some sort of system. You take this, you do this, you do this. And everybody was assigned a job. As opposed to a situation where everybody says, I want this, and I don't want that job. Here's a situation where it's not a matter of Bein Adam L'Makom versus the Bein Adam L'Chaver, it's all Bein Adam L'Makom. But if you don't have the right balance, if you're so enthusiastic about the Aron that you think that the Shulchan is a nothing, then something's wrong. It's a din in Shulchan Aruch about the qualifications of what's necessary to be a Baal Tefillah and Yamim Noraim. And although it's important to have a proper Baal Tefillah, proper Shliach Tzibur, all year long, but especially on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we want to have the exceptional kind of Shliach Tzibur. It goes through a list of the different things, the different qualifications that are necessary. The Mishnah Berurah tells us a very interesting halacha. If let's say you're one of the candidates to be the Shliach Tzibur, and you're better qualified than the other candidates, even if objectively you're better qualified, but you see that it's leading to machlokas, then turn it down. Give it up. Let the other person, even if he's really less qualified than you, be the Shliach Tzibur. Obviously he has to have minimal qualifications. But it's not worth it. Yes, it's important to have the best Shliach Tzibur. But avoiding machlokas is also important. And when you're looking for the balance, this is what's necessary. I remember, way back when, in my single days, I was still in YU, there was somebody who used to daven called Nidra. He wasn't one of the Rebbeim in YU, he was somebody from the neighborhood. Used to be the Shliach Tzibur. He was a somewhat older gentleman. At that time, probably anybody over 40 was older, but he's a somewhat older gentleman. And I didn't think he had such a great voice. Not that I'm so musically inclined, but he didn't have such a great voice. I remember the first day I was there, I said, here's somebody, why is he davening? So they told me he's been davening for years. I remember correctly, I think somebody even said he was once the Baal Tefillah back in Yeshiva in Telz in Lithuania. But the time I was starting to daven in the Minyan, I guess he wasn't the Baal Tefillah that he once was. And I assume that in my the wisdom, quote unquote, of my youth, I thought, why can we get somebody who has a better voice, one of the Rebbeim, one of the this? Okay, put in his time. But that would have been wrong. A person who's been davening for so many years, to have removed him from being the Baal Tefillah
even if it would have been somebody who was a greater Talmud Chacham, a greater singer, a better voice, I don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been happier. I think he would have been more upset. Don't take it away from somebody. He's been doing it for so many years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give him strength to continue doing it. His voice isn't as strong. It's not as musical as it once was. But that doesn't matter. Take into account the balance. There's a famous story about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, founder of the Musa movement. He was once a guest in somebody's house, and the Balabayas goes to wash his hands. The Gemara says that if you're generous with the water when you wash your hands, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will repay you with prosperity. Here the Balabais comes and he takes the cup and he pours a generous amount of water on each of his hands each time. That's the way to do Netilas Yadayim for Suda. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter washes next and he sees Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is pouring the minimum amount of water necessary. The bare minimum necessary to be Yotzei Netilas Yadayim. So he asked him afterwards, Rabbeinu, understand, the Gemara says, should be generous. So he said to him, yeah, but where does the water come from? This was the days before indoor plumbing. It happened to be during one of the cold winter months. The servant girl in the house has to go outside in the cold and go to the well and draw water from the well and bring it back into the house. And if the water is used up for Netilas Yadayim, then they need more water for drinking, she has to go back outside. He says, I don't need to be such a tzaddik at the expense of the servant girl having to keep going outside to draw more water. So in this case, we'll do the minimum. That's what's known as Mishkal HaChassidus. That's what's known as trying to strike the right balance. Purim is coming up. At least that's what they tell me. And Purim is wonderful. Purim is great. Purim is a time of tremendous simcha. But like everything else, you need to have the right balance. You know, you want to be misameach in Purim, and you want to dance, and you want to sing. But if it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and you want to sing with your friends outside, maybe, just maybe, there's some strange people who actually want to sleep at 1 o'clock in the morning. I know it's strange, especially coming from a dorm situation. You're walking in the streets, and you want to be sameach, and you think it's a lot of fun and it's a lot of simcha to block the streets and don't let the cars pass, to bang on the roofs, to do all sorts of interesting things to increase your simcha, yes. But at somebody else's expense. The person who's drinking, and that's Shir Klali Besos Hashem on Tuesday, if we're sober at least. Person who's drinking because you want to be misameach, you want to be sameach and misameach and be mekayim the mitzvah of chayev inish l'vsumei b'purya. But at what expense? Everything needs a balance. Truth is, everything in Yiddishkeit needs a balance. And we learn from the story of the Trumas of Trumas Hadeshe that when you're running to do a mitzvah, whatever mitzvah it is, Bein Adam Lamakom, Bein Adam Lechavor, Bein Adam Lechavero, make sure that you don't literally and don't figuratively knock over your friend just because you're running to do a mitzvah.